Coming to you live from the studios of AM 1520 KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. Call Kim now to share your journey, 805-289-1520. And now, here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome, everyone, and so glad to be back. I couldn't let everybody know, but I just got back from Portugal, and it was pretty amazing over there. But you know, when you put your mind to sleep for 10 days, it's a little scary. But anyways, welcome you, all of you, to the Kim Pagano Show. I am your host, and if this is your first time tuning in, I welcome you, and I am grateful for my listeners. I bring a variety of guests that I feel can add value to our lives. And with that being said, today is all about, we're getting into the holidays right now. We've got a little bit of holiday style and fashion with Amy Olsokin, and also we've got some stress. We've got some southern cooking. I know you'll like that. We're going to talk about six ways to re-gift and just life. We're in December. Oh my God, I can't believe how we got here this fast. Didn't this year seem like it flew? Anyways, well, I have Marcia Hively and Sharon Savitson. Welcome, ladies.
Hi. Hello. Welcome back.
Thank you. I'm like already unpacked. You know, I have like this crazy method. You know, you take everything out of the suitcases, put all the dirty, what I didn't wear, make sure it gets ironed. You know, it's like a whole process.
At least you didn't come home at like 3 a.m.
I know. We actually, it's all good.
Are you jet lagged?
No, but I did wake up about 3 a.m. And then my husband's like, no, we need to go to sleep again. I'm like, I'm not tired, but I figured it out. So,
do you ever take melatonin, Kim?
It'll be 2 days from now that it will hit you.
Oh, but don't tell me that. Yeah. Don't tell me that. Well, anyways, I'm really excited. We've got Alicia Hoffman. She's a community editor from Ventura County Parent Click. She's going to be joining us a little bit today, telling us of what's going on in Ventura. And again, if you are just joining us right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. And I am so glad. I want to tell you, if you miss any part of my show at all, you can always listen. I download all my shows on my website, kimpaganoshow.com, and also on iTunes. And I'm glad you're here, and I hope that your December is going good for you, because this is always the time that we like try to get it all organized. So let's bring our first guest on, Amy Olsokin, and she is our holiday style and fashion designer. And Amy, welcome.
Thank you so much, Kim. Welcome back.
Thank you. You know, it's interesting. You bring all these clothes over there, and it's a whole different style in Europe. You know, we went even into Spain, and it's interesting because you don't really, nobody looks at what you're wearing. You know, it's interesting. But when you're back here, you feel like, oh, you got to get back in your style and your office parties. And I know we've got tons of invitations and different parties. So help
you
us.
You feel like people dressed more in Europe?
Oh, definitely.
I feel like they dress
yes.
to go out. They don't just go out in their sweats.
No, they definitely dress.
Yeah.
When we got into Paris, my God. Luckily, my husband was so lucky. I didn't have enough. We were running for our plane because they had to take the ice off our airplane.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, but that would be a scary. Amy,
Paris,
have you ever been to Paris Airport?
To Paris. I've been to Spain, and really Europe sets the trends. I've been to London Fashion Week, New York Fashion Week, but we're
Milan,
always looking
Italy.
To Europe those trends. And yeah, I love, even I like get the magazines from Europe. Like,
I brought them home, yeah.
I just want to see what they're wearing.
Those high
funny
boots are in, I'm telling you.
Yeah, I do flowers for weddings, and I always looked at Europe for what the flower trend's going to be.
Oh, yeah. They're always a little bit ahead of us anyways. So tell us what, you know, I mean, what's so hard is, are you supposed to wear the same dress to, you know, 3 different parties? Or, you know, that's kind of what... Those are the things that people really want to know, I'm sure.
Well, you know, for starters, there's always sequins and sparkle. That's always a holiday staple. But this season, really, celebrities are wearing, maybe you saw it in Portugal, a lot of lace. Instead of those sparkle and sequins, you get dresses with lace details. You know, Angelina Jolie, Taylor Swift.
Now, when you say lace, is the majority of the dress the lace part? Because it seemed like that's big,
no.
But not like lace ruffles.
It's no.
It's like sheer lace detail. So maybe a lace neckline and sheer lace sleeves.
Right, but we're not talking about ruffly stuff.
No, this is more of a sexy lace.
I was just going to say.
It's elegant. It has an elegance about it.
Love lace. You know what? There is a lot of women dressed. It's almost like you kind of want to see. It's like a see-through, but you wear like a different color underneath it, right?
Exactly.
Yes.
It's like showing a little skin without being too risque.
That's
a really big trend. And then also, like you were saying, you really are running around from the office to the party. Do you really want to rewear the same thing? No, just make little tweaks. Maybe add a fabulous bold necklace to your office wear. Add a great lipstick. And, you know, guys can transform too, which is very fun. You know, sometimes they want to spice up their look. And one way they can do that is the Gillette Fusion Pro Glide Styler. Okay, it's this really easy way to style their facial hair because, you know, they want to make a statement. So basically, that's just this 3-in-1 tool that trims and shaves and edges, and you get to create multiple looks with one device, and celebrities love that. Adrian Brody, he was an Oscar winner. Andre 3000 from Outkast. They're all loving the styler, and it's just such a great gift, too, because it's affordable. It's about $20. You can find it everywhere. If you have teenagers who want to experiment with facial hair and change up their look, I highly recommend it.
Well, then what's the big trend for women for hair?
Well, hopefully women don't have facial hair. but I think, you know.
No, I don't mean for facial hair, but styles for their hair.
Well, that's where I come in as a hair therapist, right? You know, I mean, I think that just by putting your hair up.
Right.
I mean, really just
it
adds
makes it
elegance.
More elegant.
And add a little glittered something in there, too, like a little pin or a comb.
Kim, I need a session on how to do different styles with putting my hair up and twist it. You know, because sometimes your hair doesn't look great.
Right.
And so even this morning I had left my hair and washed it and it was all curly, which I don't love about my hair. And I put it up and twisted it. But you know what? That would be great. That's really elegant. You can put a few pieces. And so from the office to the evening.
Okay.
How about colors? Obviously black and red. What is gold big or cream? What is the big colors for the holidays?
Great question. And I just want to remind anybody that is just joining us right now that we are speaking with Amy Osilkin, and she is our holiday style and fashion designer. And also, you do a lot of blogging, correct?
Yes, I blog for QVC. I was an editor for In Touch Weekly for years. So yes, I'm online all the time.
So what are the hot colors for, holidays right now, but what's coming into for the new year?
Well, you know, this year, for holidays in particular, I am a firm believer in wearing what flatters your skin tone. You know, yes, red, green, gold, those are all those great holiday colors. But let's say you look better in like a more orangey red as opposed to like a true red. It's all about really, I think, flattering yourself. Mm-hmm. And designers like Michael Kors, they're all about, you know, wearing white right now that is not even like winter white, like a cream. They're like really into wearing
now you
white.
Remember Sharon
like snow white.
You know, it's funny. I love my white pants that I've gotten. She said, and I wore them one time, and I think it was just after
after
Memorial Day.
And is that really, I mean, can you
turn
wear them all the way into
nobody
now?
Cares anymore.
Yeah, nobody cares. I agree.
Oh,
the rules
I like
in
it.
Fashion to break the rules.
Plus, we live in California. California, I mean, it has to do with the weather. So.
So, I mean, it's warm, too, throughout the year there. Yeah. So I'm from Tarzana.
Oh, there, you're close. Then you could have came in our studio with us here.
Well, I'm in Manhattan. I live in Manhattan.
Okay. You know what? I mean, I always like to have some staples in my closet that I can pull out, you know, a nice pair of black pants, right? And maybe a sparkly or lace, like you're talking about those lace shirts, you know, and something maybe like a stretchy black underneath it or a different color. But I do think that some of the colors that just pop, I mean, lime green or is it mint green right now is really hot.
Greens are hot. Wine colors are hot. I know coming for fall 2013, different shades of brown, like luggage kind of colors, those are really big. There's actually this great website and app. It's called catalogspree.com.
Catalogspree. Okay.
And it's basically like your own digital mall. So it lets you shop through over 350 catalogs from brands like Nordstrom's, Anthropologie, Macy's. You get to do all this shopping, look at all the outfits you want, maybe gift ideas. You don't have to deal with the holiday crowd. And honestly, it's almost like you're window shopping from your sofa.
I like that, too.
So if you want to experiment with colors, if you want to experiment with new looks, you can just go. It's a free iPad app, or you go online to catalogspree.com, and you just get all your shopping started. And it's sort of a great way to, like try different things that you and.
Amy, I have a question for you, because you've been doing, how long have you been doing this, you know, really into fashion?
11 years.
11 years. What was, I mean, do you have an eye for it? You know, when you have boots, let's see, or you buy new boots. I was over there looking for my boots, and my daughter got a pair, but they didn't have my size, right? But, you know, the heel, every year the heel kind of changes a little bit or something is a little tweaked on each shoe. And can you talk to us a little bit about that?
Yes. You know what? This season and even bigger next year, the big trend with heels is all mid, like 2-inch, 2.5-inch. It's all about this mid-height chest. You're not really going to see a ton of these knee boots anymore. You're going to see a lot more like ankle boots, shooties, even mid-calf, but not all the way to the knee, because people do want to be comfortable. And let's say you and your daughter, you got your pair of shoes this season, you want to wear them again next season. A great way to like keep them looking stylish and spruce up all those things. This is like a very fun tip from me. The Mr. Clean Magic Eraser.
Oh, I love those things.
Yeah, I do too. And I'm always like, yes, of course, for the kitchen, it's fabulous. But they just came out with this new thing, a Mr. Clean Magic Eraser Selecticide, and you can use it to lightly spot clean your favorite handbags and shoes.
And it won't damage it at all.
No, especially use it with leather. So basically, it comes in three sizes, medium, small, large, and you can remove scuff marks, you can remove built-up grime. And then all your holiday must-have accessories, whether it's your favorite boot, your favorite handbag, it's all going to look fresh and clean and breathe new life into it.
And you know what? And because I'm serious, I don't know about you ladies, but do you ever have like boots that you love still?
Yes,
but
I do.
They're not in season. And I think everything is like a full circle.
Well, I think that comes to when you, I mean, next time you buy boots, buy more classic boots.
Classic.
Because sometimes, I mean, I think boots are one of those things, if you spend a little more money and get some really nice boots, that you can use them from season to season, as long as you don't get the 6-inch one or the, you know, is the 6-inch heel going to go out?
Yeah. I mean,
I'm just so sick of falling over.
In Europe, I'm telling you, the heels were high.
Well,
and a lot of wedges.
I have the biggest problem with my daughter who's 14, and she wears a size 8.5, 9. And when we look for shoes for her, I cannot find shoes that are not 12 inches.
I know, it's the truth. And but the key to that is you have to get those cushions for your feet, your little pads of your feet, because otherwise you're going to ruin your feet.
If the instep is high, the instep isn't necessarily high in all of them because the platform's high, so it's not such a steep incline.
Yeah, I don't know.
It offsets the pitch. But luckily, wedges, I love wedges.
I love wedges.
I do too. I'm on right now. I love them. Because then they're more even on your back. They're going to be in?
So in. They're in already. We saw them all over the runways. In fact, I actually work with Clark Footwear a lot, and their QVC side. They have really comfortable shoes.
Right. You know what? And that's a big thing right now is I made a vow to myself. I'm not buying anything that's not comfortable. I'm not, you know, they might be the cutest pair of shoes, but I'm not buying them.
Well, after I had foot surgery and I used to wear those cowboy boots that used to squeeze my toes. And since then, I can tell you, I won't wear shoes that are not comfortable.
Well, I had to laugh because I went to an event on Sunday and everybody was dressed to the nines. And this one woman had, you know, chimichu or whatever you call it, with, you know, $700 platforms on. And by the end of the night, a day, she was miserable. And I thought, was that worth $700?
Yeah.
She took them off. I think it puts you in the worst mood.
Yeah.
Like,
yes.
I can't even function. And especially in the holidays, you know, you're like going to be standing, dancing at parties, cooking. If you're not in a comfortable shoe, forget it.
Well, I think that's true of clothes, too. I think you need to look good, but you also need to feel good. Because if you don't feel good in your clothes, you'll be miserable. You will not have a good time.
And you know what? Yeah. Right now, there are so many fabrics now that are just like so comfortable. Mm-hmm. I mean, you almost feel like you're wearing your pajamas. That's where I'm at right now.
Right. When you look at somebody else in a style and you put it on and you just don't feel good in it, don't wear it.
And let's talk about one other thing. Age appropriate.
Oh, my God.
Right? I mean, that has to be really, honestly, when you go to these holiday parties and you see, you know, maybe an older lady in a really mini skirt, that's not attractive.
No.
I mean, even if she's got a great body, unless she's wearing tights and boots that are cover up somebody. But nobody wants to see.
Right.
I mean, I don't care who. I just saw Jane Fonda on something this morning, and she's 75 years old, and you would never know it. She's amazing looking. But she doesn't walk around with her midriff showing, and you know, she looks stylish for her age.
Proportion, and I love that. I love when it's classy and it's simple. It's not gaudy, you know.
Well, I think that is the key. It's really to dress for your body versus dressing according to what the trend is.
Definitely.
Right.
Well,
definitely.
If anybody is just joining us right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim. I'm here with Marcia and Sharon. We're talking to Amy right now. We're talking about our holiday styles and fashions. And sometimes you have stuff right in your own closet. And, you know, maybe you just need a new necklace or new earrings.
I was going to say, what's the hot accessory?
What about that?
I definitely think for holidays, you know, you're decorating those trees, you're decorating your house, you should decorate yourself. I'm still a fan of the big, bold statement necklaces. Mm-hmm. I think they really do transform an outfit. I also feel like lipstick is almost like considered a must-have accessory. As much as we, you know, love those glosses during the day that you just throw on, if you're going to a holiday party, like, go for it. Dress it up. Maybe don't dress it up like an age-inappropriate outfit, but everyone can kind of pull off a bold lip or like a fun, different
take
on with their makeup as opposed to, and you know what? If it looks bad, you wipe it off in the bathroom. It's not like permanent.
And also nail polish, just getting your nails done. I mean, it's really about the complete look, you know. And, you know, Amy, I'm a hair therapist. And so I really think when people put themselves together, it's really, it's their total look, not just, they went and got their hair done, but now they don't have the right outfit. Or, you know, they got a really nice outfit and their hair looks, you know, not put together. So it's just that whole thing, you know. That's one of my goals for next year is really putting my closet together. I think that's a big thing of really having your staples and the things that, you know, maybe don't fit you so well anymore. Donate them, right? Get rid of them. So
I always say you're never fully dressed until you have a manicure because it really, I believe, like completes your look.
Right.
I agree with you.
Things like that.
Yep.
You know, it's interesting how people will have a pedicure, but they won't. I find a lot of people do a pedicure, not a manicure.
That's because they don't want to do their own toes.
No, they walk around with no nail polish on their nails.
Oh.
So, which is interesting to me, but I agree that I think that a manicure is it just looks elegant
and
it's a good finish.
Well, especially if you have nice jewelry. You have nice jewelry and then your hands look terrible. It just, what's the point?
Right.
And you know what? I mean, it's so cheap. You can go and buy any polish and do a nice job.
And then can I just add one more thing, please?
Please do, Sharon.
It's all about posture and how you present yourself. You know. Because you can have the most gorgeous clothes, mm-hmm. the most gorgeous jewelry, beautiful nails, and you can walk in slouched over. It's how you present yourself.
Oh, you want to hear something funny? I was at the dentist yesterday getting my teeth cleaned, and this woman came in. And she, I know this is totally off subject, but it's about presenting yourself. She came in and she was dressed to the nines and she had gum in her mouth and she was.
Oh.
And I wanted to say something to her, just say, you know, I just don't know if you know what you look like, because it was just hysterical. She,
right. Of not, of just chewing out loud and
smacking her her gum. It was funny.
Well, you know what, Amy, this has been really great. And so leave us with a couple tips that we can wrap up with.
Well, overall, you just want to remember the holidays are, I think, everything, as all of us have spoken about, posture, feeling good from the inside out, not necessarily following trends, going with what flatters you. Feeling good, whether you're a man or a woman, making little small changes mm-hmm. that just set you apart. And I know if you want more information, you can go to moretipsforyou.com. I've posted like a bunch of little tips up there. But I think like remember it's the holidays. This isn't a time to like obsess over money or obsess over how you look. It's the holidays. It comes once a year. So enjoy them and be happy.
I like it. All right. Well, thank you so much, Amy. I appreciate it. Amy Sokol. Selkin.
It's a tough one.
Yeah. Thank you so much. And,
you
know, it's interesting. You talk about that you're a Valley girl. I'm a Valley girl, too. So, and now, do Valley girls dress? You know, there was always a big stigma before, right?
Kids go to the school in the Valley. They don't dress any different. They actually dress up a lot.
I think L.A., whether you're a city girl or a Valley girl, I love how L.A. people dress because they own it. Like, whatever they're in, they own it. And I feel like in New York, where I live now, it's like totally everyone dresses in black. It's so true. It's very structured, polished, chic, yes, but it's also a little bit repetitive. Whereas in L.A., everyone just owns their look.
Amy, they own it even if they're wearing pajamas to the supermarket.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, we never even talked about that, right?
Man.
Oh, gosh. All right. Well, thank you so much, Amy. I will check back with you, and we'll head into the new year.
Happy holidays.
All right,
happy
thanks.
Holidays.
All right, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We're going to take a really quick break. We'll be right back. And, again, stay with us.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on News Talk 1520 KPTA.
Welcome back, everyone. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, and I've got Marcia and Sharon here.
Hello.
How are you doing? So, taken down your Halloween and Thanksgiving and all
You know,
that.
This year we have one more week of Christmas time between Thanksgiving and Christmas.
And Hanukkah's early this year.
Yeah, so I feel like I'm late, kind of. I don't know why. I mean, I have my Christmas tree. I just lit it. I've had it in my house for 4 days. I go with a fresh tree.
Does it smell amazing?
Yeah, you know, it does. Yeah, but you get used to it and then you don't smell it anymore. But I don't know. I just love a fresh tree. But you know what? I was driving here. I was thinking about all the things I love about Christmas, because I do love Christmas. One of the things I love, and this is going to sound really funny, are those, when you go by a shopping center and they've decorated all the light posts with those.
We talked about
say,
that tacky. Yeah, I know you
tacky,
said that.
Tacky, old fashioned kind of bells and
we were
you know,
in
whatever.
Portugal, Lisbon, Portugal, and oh my gosh, I hit the jackpot on one shopping mall just before we could before I got to Paris that I had no time running from my plane, but. Oh my God, they decked the halls there. Oh my gosh. In fact, I took some pictures and it's just amazing. And then you know what we did? We went out to Spain and we took a horse and buggy around.
I saw that on Facebook. It's cute.
And it was so much fun. You know, it's interesting that we really need to remember that this is a time for the holidays and, you know, of getting together with a family. I was fortunate. I had all my children with me. And, you know, you just, it's like time, every day is so fast.
I know.
And try not to rob yourself of being in the moment, of not when you're here, you're worrying about something else.
Right.
So what we spoke about last time was also just honoring whatever it is that you've decided to do. You know, make your decision and then stick to that. And don't rob yourself thinking about what's going to happen in January or the money that you've spent.
Well, or if you've decided that you can't afford to spend a lot of money and you've made a strict budget, then that's okay
too. Exactly.
Just, you know, live with that and you know, decide that's okay. Because there are years that you have more money and can be more prosperous about it. And there's years that you have to really think about what you're spending and not. And frankly, we're not all in the same position the same year. So just because the economy may be bad, some of you may have made a lot of money and want to spend it. And then just because the economy, maybe you just want to treat yourself. So whatever that is, just be conscious of it.
And own it. That's it. It's you know, make your decision and own it.
So I did own it. When I was over in Portugal, I really shut down for about 10 days that I was out there, you know, and really just I was, you know, patient with my children, my, you know, I didn't tell anybody out there, but my son races go-karts and he had made it to, it's almost like it's the world finals out there. And he is 26 in the world. We were hoping for a little further up there, but even that's still amazing. But
well, and it is a different thing. I mean, you were telling me yesterday that you don't take your cars with you, so you don't have the same familiarity or the, you know, sometimes you don't get the best car. I hate to say that. So
yes,
you are dealing with a totally different thing than you do, you know, in this country and competing on the same level. So you may not have gotten the best car there.
We did not get the best car because the day after the races, my son was asked to do a photo shoot for a Vroom. It's called Vroom Magazine. And so they gave him somebody else's car. It was actually Japan's car because there was every country there. It was pretty amazing. I'm going to post some pictures, but of all the flags throughout the world and all
fun.
Of these.
It's so like the Olympics for go-kart racing.
It was the
racing.
Olympics for go-karting,
so yeah. Let's go back to you saying we would have hoped it to be a little higher up there and robbing yourself of just really having gratitude for the fact that he does race and the fact that
he made it so well.
And the fact that he enjoyed it and you went
that
on this amazing vacation.
Yes.
You know, you were there. So we kind of like go, but, you know, so you're
yeah, you're absolutely right. You're right.
Well, I think anybody that's competitive, I hate to say that, but anybody that's competitive is never happy with anything but one.
Right. And I am very competitive,
and
I have to tell you.
That's the only way you get to one. And I know that's probably not a very healthy way to do it. But the only way you get to first place is if you're not happy with second place.
And I'm going to like.
But that's different from saying it is what it is. It's being done.
Well, let me tell you, it is what it is. I have never heard that so many times throughout. You know what? I think that I'm going to like.
Tattoo it on your
I'm telling you. Yeah, it is what it is because really that's the way life is. And my husband has always said that. And I used to get frustrated going, no, it isn't. I can make it happen. I could, you know, and you really can't.
But what's already happened has happened.
Yeah, you can't go back.
So it's not, you can't go back. But there's nothing to say that you don't take that energy and then strive to be number one.
Right.
It's saying instead of judging that it wasn't good enough, which is what we're doing, we're saying, let me reflect. Okay, next time I want to do better, what do I need to do in order to get into that better position?
Right.
So there's a difference in the energy level of.
And I have to tell you, so here we were, you know, the whole USA, you know, we had amazing drivers out there. They are the top of USA, which was, I mean, just.
How many people from the US went?
There were seven.
Oh, cool.
And so, I mean, that's pretty outstanding right there.
Right.
Well, for some reason, we could not, none of us could figure out our cars. I mean, we were up there. We all made the, you know, well, not all of them. They all didn't make the final race, which was pretty, you know, Louis, my son, made the final race. And, but when he got into this Japanese car, which he went past the, you know,
final time,
which is amazing. But you know what? But he just says, wow, I learned from it. Let's go back. You know, we
right.
were in Italy 2 years ago, and the next one is in New Orleans.
Oh,
so I've definitely seen the world, you know, and I've met some amazing people out there. And I was part of the press media there. So I was, you know, in with the press and interviewing. And it was a very exciting, and it was a beautiful track. And, you know, but, you know, the biggest thing that is in Portugal, there is dogs everywhere. Nobody, I don't think they let dogs in their homes.
Oh, so they just run around outside?
Everywhere.
How
everywhere.
Weird.
Everywhere, yeah.
So they stray dogs or they?
They're owners, I mean, but, you know, and they feed them, but they're just out in the streets or everywhere. So, and we were like, my kids thought about it. We thought, you know, here they are.
There's, you know, Paris used to be like that. And then they made these really strict rules on, because there was, I hate to say this, dog poop everywhere.
Yeah,
and there wasn't. And that bothered people. And now they have these really strict rules on leash rules. And you know, there's still dogs in all the restaurants and everything on a leash. People bring their dogs everywhere, but they're no longer running around.
So the biggest thing that I, there was a lot of bread there. And I gave her bread before I got there. Remember that? Okay.
Yeah.
And so I'm back on no bread
again.
So is
it? Is it what kind of style is Portuguese food? I don't even
pork.
Know. A lot of pork.
A lot of pork, yeah. And pork sandwiches, and almost like a pork chop in a sandwich.
Kind of like Cuban food.
Yeah, it was Cuban food. It was pretty amazing.
Very
I mean, there was although I have to tell you, we found some Italian restaurants, and this one man, in fact, we invited, there was only six tables in the whole restaurant. And the best pasta I think I've ever had.
Oh, wow.
I mean, ever. And my husband's Italian. So, I mean, it was amazing. So we invited them to, and they all wanted Louis's autograph and everything.
Sure.
They were, it was fun.
So, Kim, let's talk about that over the holidays, because we're coming into the time when there's food all around.
Mm-hmm.
There are things that we don't, you know, we put these limitations on ourselves. I'm a very big believer in moderation.
Yes.
And not depriving yourself. So, and this is what I say to my clients. You know, I work with clients in nutrition, and what I say to them is, I don't believe in limiting what you're eating. I believe in limiting the quantity. And if you want a bite of that cookie, have a bite of the cookie, or have the cookie instead of the entire cookie.
I agree with you, but I'm going to say something. You're not a naturally heavy person. And I do got to say that people that have weight problems, there are certain foods that
are triggers.
Are triggers. And if that is your trigger, whether it's sugar or bread or whatever, and it gets you to eat other things, because it then stay away from that.
So, and you know yourself, you know, if you're going to go into the refrigerator and you really want the piece of chocolate, you're going to have the carrot first, then you're going to have the lettuce, then you're going to have the something else, and you've clocked up all of these calories, and then you still go for the chocolate.
Right.
Just be conscious of what it is that you're doing. You know, the unconscious eating is really what gains
a little
the
piece
weight.
Of chocolate first.
Right.
And get it over with.
Save. You know, and I say that because the truth is, I do watch what I eat, but I do allow myself to have potato chips and french fries are my thing.
It's her deal. Yeah.
Which
so,
I don't eat either one.
Well,
and I will sit down with a bag of potato chips, and then I watch everything else that I eat around me. Now, I don't do it very often, but there are times when that's what I want. I want the crunchiness. I want the salt. And I'll sit down. My kids laugh. They go, if you want a potato chip, make sure you take it before she gets stuck into that bag, because it's going to be gone. And it's a big bag. I allow myself. I don't deprive myself and feel like I'm deprived all the
time. See, and to me, french fries or potato chips, that kind of salty thing, it tastes good. Well, first of all, it doesn't make me feel good. But besides that, where versus a little piece of chocolate, you can eat one piece of chocolate.
You can eat one piece of chocolate. Okay, some people can't.
You can't eat. Well, okay, I personally can't eat one potato chip.
See,
so
there you go.
I don't eat one plate of potato chips.
I don't start with them.
I eat one, but it's one plate.
Remind everybody that if you are just tuning in right now, that we're just chatting here with my girlfriends, and you're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, and I've got Sharon and Marcia here, and we're talking about really, you know, enjoying and not feeling guilty.
Well,
really being in the moment for the holidays. You know, I do want to give out our phone number here, 805-419-0008. If you would like to be a part of what we're talking about or you have a comment, give us a call. I'd love to hear from you. I really wanted to eat the culture over there and try what they were trying and stuff like that. But when we did rent a house over there, and so we bought carrots, we bought vegetables, the big thing over there was arugula and mozzarella.
Which you love
cheese
anyway.
Is my favorite. Yeah, and tomatoes and balsamic vinegar.
Tomatoes even now?
Yes. Oh my God.
What was your weather like?
It was cold. And although, coming home here, I thought I'd come home and it's still cold over
well,
here.
Well, it's right. Rained a lot
yeah.
here.
Yeah.
What I always do over the holidays, because I actually lose weight over the holidays for some bizarre reason. If I know I'm going to a party Saturday night, I start cutting back on Wednesday.
That's exactly right.
And I just am mindful during the week so that I can go to the party and enjoy myself and have a glass of wine and not worry about what's at the party. I also only take one plate of food. I never go back for seconds.
Oh, and see, I'm the appetizer girl. I would rather.
Well, you like a taste of everything.
I do. Well, I like to taste everything.
Well, right. But one plate of appetizers instead of standing in front of the.
And mindlessly.
And small plate of appetizers instead of standing in front of it and picking at the table.
Get
well,
a plate
my whole
and
thing
walk
is
away.
Not to beat yourself up. To say, this is the holiday season, you know, this is what I'm going to do, because our minds are so powerful. And you're robbing yourself by doing one thing and then beating yourself up about it. Consciously make the decision, I'm going to indulge tonight, and that's what I'm going to do.
Or go
and
on
I'm
a walk in the
that.
Morning. You know, do something physical in the morning
now
so
that,
you don't feel so bad
in the that's a big thing
in
Europe,
afternoon.
You walk a lot.
Yes.
I think that's their secret there. They walk everywhere, there's a lot of people
and
driving.
And I think they also don't beat themselves up as much as we beat ourselves. Up.
You're right.
Well, you know, the biggest difference between Europe and here is fast food. That is the biggest difference. They sit down and eat a meal.
Right.
They don't eat
and
on the run.
It.
They don't eat in their car. They don't, you know, meals to them are an event. And so they enjoy the event, but they don't eat like we do and eat all this fast food because we're too busy to sit down and have a normal meal.
We inhale the food on the go. And often what happens is you're not prepared, so you take whatever's there, not because that's necessarily what you... It's mindless eating.
Right.
And so my whole thing is become more mindful of everything.
Of how
you're treating yourself. How you're treating everyone else. Are you loving yourself over the holidays?
Do you know that even at the track, they had a nice buffet, soup and vegetables. Their lunch is like a dinner.
It's food. Real food.
Yes, real food, where we are all fast food here. I mean, even in the gas stations, you drive on the freeway there and you pull off and they've got, you know, croissants and everything at the side of the road, you know. So although those little tiny cups of coffee are like lead. You know,
yeah.
So, I can't drink those.
I know. So, but you know what? It was really interesting, and it's so nice to see, you know, the world and what's going on. And I think the biggest thing that I took from it is that we live 24/7 over here, and they actually stop for tea and they stop for
tea. They take time to honor themselves.
Yeah.
Right.
Now, I got to say that I also always come back from a foreign country.
Feeling
being
blessed.
Appreciative
oh,
of
my
what
gosh,
we have. And
definitely.
This is the abundance of what we have. I mean, you go into a grocery store here, and bad or good, you know, you go down the aisle to buy clothing soap. There's 60 kinds of clothing soap. I don't know that that's necessary.
No.
But that is not the case in Europe. You go to small markets, and they specialize in one kind of food or one kind of thing. And there isn't the abundance of every single thing.
And the fresh vegetables and everything are very expensive over there. It's almost like a delicacy. I mean, it's...
Delicacy.
Delicacy. As opposed to here, we could grow
our
own.
Did you go to a market, like an open-air market?
Yeah. No, we didn't. I
That's
never
where
saw
the
it.
Cheaper
yeah.
things are.
Yeah.
You have to find them.
Yeah, but not as big of, you know, there's not that...
The quantities are not as big.
Not
it's more
at
about
all.
Quality versus quantity.
Well, and they
quantity.
Buy the food for the day. They, if you've noticed, if you ever go to and stay in a house in Europe, they don't have a huge refrigerator. It's big enough to buy 1 or 2 days of food. You don't buy for the week and, you know, put things in. I call it suspended animation, where you stick something in the refrigerator, it just stays there forever. And, you know.
This is so true. I actually, we try to do that every week. I try to get rid of what we don't eat. And I do like leftovers, you know. But so let's talk a little bit. You know, that was my kids' Christmas present.
Right.
And, you know, and usually it's funny because my husband, we were going to put our Christmas tree up, and he goes, what's a Christmas tree with no presents?
Oh.
You know, and that really makes him feel sad that there's no presents under there. And yet, so any suggestions?
I just want to talk about that a second, because I was speaking to Jamie, and she's my daughter, she's 14, and she's a very sentimental child. And so we were talking about the sentiment of gifts, and she was saying how she wants a gift that she can remember that's important to her, which brings us back to the five languages of love.
Well, let's talk
and
about that.
And what's important to each person. So to one, the actual gift giving. So would you say that your husband's language of love could be gift giving? Or
he's a big giver.
I would say yes.
Yeah,
I would say so too. Yeah.
So it's looking at each person. It's not the general thing of, and it doesn't matter whether it's a dollar gift or it's a, it's not
See,
that.
My
it's
husband
the fact
is the
that
same
there
way.
Are gifts.
He likes packages under the tree.
Okay, so Jamie wants a specific thing. Like she turned around to me and she said, you don't surprise me. And I'm just trying to think of the things that you've given me. Like she was reflecting. She was going back years and years because that's what her language of love
is.
Well,
if you could both look back on your childhood or even as far as your life, what was your best gift besides, you know, your wedding ring or that kind of stuff? But what gifts are meaningful? Isn't that something that, you know, is interesting?
You know, okay, I'm going to call my husband out, and he's going to, if he hears this, he's going to be sad.
Uh-oh. But, oh, wait, is
every
it the
year,
ornament?
Yes.
The ornament.
Every
Uh-oh.
Year, my husband gives me one ornament, and it's a very expensive ornament, granted, but it's one ornament, and he started this before we were even married. And last year, he has to go down to Beverly Hills to buy it. He forgot or didn't get there or whatever his excuse was. Our whole family was devastated over the fact that that ornament wasn't under the tree. I know that sounds very funny, but I was like, the kids are like, Dad, where's the ornament? Because it's such an expected thing. And, you know, it was funny because I thought I really shouldn't have been that upset about it, because he did end up buying it after Christmas because he had called and reserved it, but he just couldn't get down there and get it. And if I was him, I would have put a picture of it in a box and said, I couldn't get down there, but I did buy it, and, you know, and it done that. But he wasn't that bright about it.
Well, yeah. So, he probably really wanted to get it for you, but
it just time, you know, I don't know. He thought he was going to have the time, and then he didn't have the time, you know, whatever the reason. But after reflection, and I got so upset about it. I don't think I talked to him for 2 days.
Yeah.
I mean, really talked to him. I mean, I wasn't mean or anything, but I was like so upset.
So what would that make her? Is she the receiver?
Is your language of love gift giving?
I don't know.
I think that could be more circumstantial.
Yeah,
it was she had an expectation of something happened every year, and the fact that it didn't happen.
That right. was part
and
of
remember,
Christmas to
one
me.
Thing we know about Marsha is that she's very organized. When she commits to something, she does it.
Right.
So that goes back to he's committed to buying her this gift every
he
year.
He set this up for
and
all
he,
these
yeah, he
years.
He set himself
right.
up. That's right.
That, yeah.
So it's kind of acts of service, really, which is. Are you acts of service? Was one of your things acts of service?
You know, I felt like he didn't
That's exactly
he didn't remember
you down.
Me.
Right.
So he let you
no,
down.
That,
let
that
you
I
down.
Wasn't important to him. That's what
it
I
wasn't
came out of
gift.
It.
So when
even
you,
though he bought me other beautiful gifts, it wasn't
see,
like he didn't buy me gifts.
He
bought me beautiful gifts.
He didn't show up for something that he has done all of this time. She wants the consistency. She wants to know that if you say you're going to do something, you're going to show up. She doesn't commit unless she knows that she's going to be able to show up.
Yeah.
He let her down. So when you talk about what is your best gift, to some people the gift's not important.
Right.
It's not the actual gift. To some people, someone who wants to spend time together may just want to have lunch with you. that may be more important to them than the actual physical gift that you give
them.
Isn't
that interesting? And really, I think that I'm going to take that test, because I think that's really, and I think now you could have all of your kids, everybody take it, right?
Everybody can take it.
Because it's
so
important.
I'm the Gary Chapman. Maybe for you guys, since you did make a point of saying this is our Christmas present, and if we take you all with us to be able to afford this, this is our Christmas present. Maybe you can each give each other, pull a name out of a hat, each make one person, and figure out something you can do with them in the future. Like, you know, I'm going to go with you to for me, a big thing would be to go with my husband to the car show, because I hate car shows. But for other people, it would be different.
Except Tiffany's language of love is gift giving, I think.
Right.
Tiffany actually wants a physical, I think. So you, if you know, this is what I would say to my kids. When do you feel loved?
Or make a gift.
Oh. How do you? Well, the thing is, what is their language of love? It's not about what you want to do for them, more than really listening and finding out what it is that they want.
And, you know, it could be a nice family picture of all of us when we were together in Portugal.
Well, that could be for you.
For you, but that might, and that may be great for one, but another one might think, really, this is what I'm getting for
for Christmas. Would totally not. Yeah, really, Mom?
Really? Yeah. We went to Portugal, but we went for you, and that really isn't what I wanted. So it really is about figuring out what the person wants versus what you want to be giving them.
And I think that that's interesting, because there's a lot of times my daughter, Tiffany, is really good at this. She will, you know, all the way through the year, she'll be like, you like those pants?
Okay.
Great, great gift. She's already
so
ready.
So we do what we want as our language of love. When you see what someone does for you, that's usually their language of love, because we think that it's such a great thing. Therefore, we want to do it for everybody else.
Ah, interesting.
See, in my language of love, I would say around Christmas is traditions. I like a lot of tradition, so I do things very traditionally. I, you know, do the same thing every year.
Showing up the same way.
Yeah, so that my kids
consistency.
Feel that our home is their base. You know, I want them to feel like this is their base, even though they're off to college and whatever. But, you know, it was so cute. My son John sends Steve and I a little, you know, email. This is my Christmas list, because he's not here to give me hints. And he's like, puts it from top to, I mean, he acted like a 7-year-old. It was so cute.
Isn't
and none of the things were expensive. It wasn't any, you know, big, like,
see, those are,
you know,
I like
I,
that.
I need rugby shorts. I need, you know, so he was thinking not to spend a lot of money, because I told them we're going to try to tone down this year.
That's
I mean,
good.
Sometimes it gets crazy.
That's good.
You know, so.
Well, you know, I mean, even just a really nice meal for our husbands or something like that is still good. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a really quick break. And when we come back, we're going to have Chef Alex Hitz on our show. And his book is The Beverly Hills Kitchen. So we'll be right back. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Stay with us.
Do you remember me?
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until, that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show. Finally. On News Talk 1520 KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And we're just chatting here. We're chatting about, you know, stuff that sometimes we never talk about that with each other. So, you know, again, I want to give out our phone number here at 805-419-0008. If you have a holiday journey or a holiday, conversation that maybe you can help us with, I'd love to do that. Our next couple guests that we have joining us, we have our chef and Alex Hitz. H-I-T-Z, Hitz, and his book is The Beverly Hills Kitchen, and he's going to talk about Southern dishes with a European and French twist, so I thought that would be perfect. And then we've got Six Ways to Regift with Vicki Oliver. So let's bring our next guest on. Alex, are you there?
I'm here. Hi.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. I just came back from Portugal, so I love the little bit of European French.
We love that.
Yeah. So I like your book, Beautiful Pictures. And
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about, you've got five generations of Southern hospitality?
I do have that, yes.
And from the Cordon Bleu in Paris creates a half comfort food. So I love that because you don't think of Southern, Anyways, tell us about your best recipes.
Well, you know, the thing about Southern food, I'm a guy from Atlanta and I went to cooking school in Paris. So that's how the whole thing, happened together. And the thing about Southern food is that it really was often not done with sort of great ingredients or great techniques, a lot of shortcuts, a lot of cheats. And I went back and took all those substandard things out of there and made it into what I think is just the best food in the world. So that's what my food is, classic Southern cooking with a French twist.
Okay, I got to say, I'm looking through your book and my mouth is watering.
I know. We need to have these chefs in the studio.
Bringing us food, there not just go. Have yeah. them here, but samples of each
yeah,
thing.
Where did the Beverly Hills come in?
Well, that's where I live. I went out of the food world for a long time. A long time ago, I had a restaurant, and then that cured me from ever wanting to be in the restaurant business.
That will do it to anybody, right?
Beverly Hills, California,
and so,
you live in?
I went out into the world, and I came to California, and I built a house, and I had a kitchen in that house. I went back in the kitchen, and so California is the whole reason this whole thing started again.
That's where I was kind of going with the Southern and Beverly Hills.
A thing that looks phenomenal in here. It's called heirloom tomato pie. Now, I grow heirloom tomatoes, and what is the crust out of it? It just looks phenomenal.
Well, the crust is just a regular pâte brisée, my sort of signature pâte brisée, which is just a fancy French word for pastry, okay?
And then you have some herb-looking thing, the second layer. What is
it? It's some cheeses and some onions and garlic and basil and a little bit of mayonnaise homemade and the garlic and onions, and then the heirloom tomatoes, and it just gets roasted, and I mean, it's just...
Now, that's not the tomato pie that you're talking about, right? Is
yeah,
it? Oh,
it
okay,
is.
So wait, so you have a horseradish sauce on it, right?
No.
See, it says it.
It says Gruyere. I can never say that cheese correctly.
Gruyere.
I never say it right.
No horseradish sauce on that, though.
Oh, I know. God. It's with the roast tenderloin.
The roast tenderloin certainly has
got
that.
Got it.
Yes,
got it.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how did you?
I mean, I'm not opposed trying it.
I know.
Sure
look
at
and looks like then he has a salmon pot pie. I make homemade pot pie, but I'd never have used salmon, and that looks phenomenal too.
Well, I've invented that. You got to have some.
I know.
I'm going to make that too. Every single one of those pictures looks absolutely amazing. I'm going to definitely pick up this.
Well,
book.
And your biscuits. Oh my God,
those are good too. And I use the biscuit crust. You know, actually, instead of a pastry crust for the pot pies,
I saw that a
biscuit crust, and it's amazing.
I
can't say it enough. You know what I mean? It's so rude of me to say that I love my food, but I do love my food.
Yeah.
I think a chef loves their food.
I think we need to have him in here bringing us food, Kim.
I definitely think so. Now, what brought you back into the kitchen?
You know, I had this house with a wonderful kitchen in it, and I thought, I've been out of this too long. And I really had missed it because I was living in New York, and, even in big apartments, which I did not have in New York, You know, there's something weird about cooking in New York City because everybody else does it so well. You know, I don't know. I never did it. I never did it in New York.
Huh.
So, you know, I had this house. I went back in the kitchen. People would come for lunch and dinner, and they would say, "Oh my God, this is so good, Alex. You got to figure out something to do with it." So that's how it all started again.
Wow. And I think it really does make a difference having that space. I've moved quite a bit in the last 10 years. And I'm in a house that I started cooking again after all of this time.
Well, yeah, if you have lots of space and you're able
It's not even about lots of space, but it's just what the space is that's more conducive to cooking and entertaining.
That's 100% right.
Liking your space.
Yes.
Exactly. You've got to like it. I mean, you know, people live in small apartments. People live in big mansions. It doesn't matter.
No,
if
but
you like the space, you're going to use it.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you have to have it a little organized, you know what I mean? So it's easy to work on it.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And a little bit of light never hurts.
Light. I love light. Light's my thing.
So, you know, Southern hospitality, you just think of like, you know, especially the weather that we've been having, you know, a nice pot pie and roll, you know. Tell us, give us some of, like, what do you throw parties for people that...
Look, here's the secret. Okay. People ask me all the time, you know, oh, my God, you give all these wonderful parties and... You know, what is your secret? And here's what I tell them. Really simple food is the secret.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I say again and again and again, you know, turn the lights down, pour some wine, and serve them a chicken pot pie. How bad is this going to be?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I mean, how bad can that be? That's going to be great. Everybody's going to love it. It's simple. You know what I mean? Or a salmon pot pie or some, you know, a veal stew or something like that. You know, something that's hearty and kind of great. And I don't care about diets. Just not my thing. I don't care. The people come to my house, they can diet the rest of the week. I don't care what they do.
And
okay?
It's presentation.
I always want to serve something that's hearty and luscious and something that maybe is a little bit of a splurge. We love that.
Right.
So on the front of your book, you have the most amazing looking fried chicken. Now, I don't eat fried chicken very often because, frankly, most of it's not very good that you buy
here.
There
we go. That's
here.
Why I don't eat dessert very often, because I think most of it's not very good.
Yeah, but good fried chicken. My husband's from the South, and I always say he drags me through the South at least once a year. I mean, we go to the South all the time, and I love it. And I will eat it there, but I won't eat it here. What is the trick?
Well, I'm going to say this. I'm going to say this to your face right now, okay?
Ooh,
this
I like it. We
is
got
the
him
best
going
fried
now.
Chicken. This is the number one fried chicken in the history of the world. And that I'm not saying that. I would say it anyway, but I'm not the one who said it. Southern Living Magazine said it.
Well, I'm going to try to make it then.
16 million people a month read that Southern Living Magazine.
Right.
And they say this is the number one. They got me to do a video about frying that chicken. I went to Birmingham, the whole thing, and it comes out in this story about my fried chicken that comes out in January in Southern Living.
So, is the trick?
Well, hold on. I just want to remind everybody, if anybody is just joining us right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, and we are talking with Chef Alex Hitz right now.
Hello.
And
hello.
We are going to have to take a really quick break, right? Is that right? So will you stay with us? Because we want to find out
I'd love to stay with y'all.
I have to tell you, I mean, just the one, you know, he's got the silver tray with the chicken on it. That just is very appealing to me right now. Stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We'll be right back.